That's not very far away.
No.
No? There.
So we're all set, I think. Okay, we're here at Sonia Bergevin and Ann Gono, and we're here in the home of Sid Cotton, and it's October the 19th, I think, okay? Pretty soon it'll be Christmas again. 1995. Okay, and I'm going to look around with you again. So, okay, what we're doing this time, Sid, I interviewed you with you for last time. Do you remember? I'm trying to remember why I interviewed you last time, other than the fair.
I don't remember you being here before.
Oh, yeah. Remember we did the story on the ice, cutting the ice and drawing
the ice? Oh, cutting ice in the river there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know that already.
Yeah. Okay, well, what we're doing, we're putting an exhibit together at Christmas time on Christmas, how Christmas was celebrated in Cumberland, okay, over the years, and also looking at the Depression and if that had an influence on the way that you had Christmas. Okay? Did you catch most of that?
Something about Christmas, I think it's really you.
Okay. Do you want me to sit over here? Would it be
no, yeah, all right. Just
okay. I'll just go slow, and if you don't hear, you're not going to hurt my feelings if you ask me to repeat, okay?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Sometimes I can hear that. It's not working just right now. And
yeah, but it's different voices that are harder to hear. Yeah.
You said something about you on Cumberland Township.
Yeah, and Christmas, the kind of Christmases you used to have. Now, this was, I've forgotten, what year were you born, Sid?
1907.
And you lived in Navan?
July
1907. And you lived in Navan all your life?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you remember Christmas as a young lad? As a child?
Oh, in a kind of a way, yeah.
Yeah?
But I'm just going, like, we never had very much for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We used to give each other a little present or something.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we made them ourselves, but I mean, we didn't have money to go and spend and out and buy presents and but we celebrate as a family.
Okay. So you exchanged gifts with your brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
Did you make gifts for your parents, too?
Well, I guess sometimes, not much, no.
No, mostly just with your brothers and sisters?
Just in the family, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So we grew up a little bit.
Yeah.
After we'd families, then we started celebrating from different families.
Yeah,
like we'd go to Beaton's and we'd go to Ed's family for Christmas, the dinner.
Yeah. But as a child, do you remember the kind of gifts you used to make?
Oh, not too much, no. Just simple things.
Mm-hmm. Things you'd make with wood or...
Well, sometimes you color something and try to...
Okay. Did you get gifts from your parents?
Yes, a little bit. Mm-hmm. Something, yes. A little gift. Not too much, do they?
No. Like what? What would you get from your parents?
Well, something useful.
Yes?
I can put it in down and say what it was, but it was something useful.
Okay,
there.
Like mitts, clothes, maybe mitts. Okay.
Mitts or gloves or something to wear, more than anything else, I guess.
Okay.
Socks.
Yeah. Did you have a stocking, a Christmas stocking?
Oh, yes, we always did.
Yeah? Where did you put your stocking?
Well, I hung them up in the room inside, in the parlor, or wherever you call.
Okay.
They always had a Christmas tree. That's something we always had.
Yeah. And the tree was in the parlor, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And what kind of decorations would you have had on?
Well, we hadn't too much until we got the electric lights, you see.
Yeah.
So it wasn't...
Yeah.
They had some things put hang around it. And
yeah.
Did you make most of the stuff that you put on the tree?
Oh, some, yeah. Some ornaments and stuff, but... We bought some things that you put around, there's no lights on it, but the tinsels or something, you know.
Did you put your gifts under the tree or always in the stocking?
Mostly. Well, some in the stocking. Each of us had a stocking.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't too much to put in it, but
right.
There was some things.
And some gifts went under the tree?
Oh, yes. Bigger gifts did be under
bigger
the tree.
Gifts. The clothes went under the tree.
Yes, so it happened to be a shirt or something.
Right. Mm-hmm. Pajamas.
Do you remember what else was in your stocking?
Oh, there would be an apple or an orange or...
candy at all?
Candy, some kind of a candy. And maybe a chocolate bear once in a while. Not too often, though, because...
yeah.
What about Christmas supper? What did you eat at Christmas supper?
Well, it wouldn't be. We always had generally a dinner time.
Mm-hmm.
A dinner. We didn't have a turkey or a goose or something. Not too often we eat turkey at dinner.
No.
What kind of, did you have Christmas cake or Christmas pudding or?
Oh, we always had a Christmas pudding.
Yeah.
And they had made a Christmas cake too, both.
Yeah.
And did the whole family come to your house? Or did you go to your grandparents' house, or...?
Well, not till later. Mm-hmm. No, until he grew up in the family, and Doris and whatever.
Yeah. So you went to your brothers and sisters' homes as you got older.
Yes.
When you were a child, you don't remember going to your grandparents, though, or having your grandparents come to you?
No, we didn't. I don't remember my grandfather, so they...
Yeah, okay. So it was just your family, your parents, and your brothers and sisters?
Yeah,
okay. Do you remember if there were any other decorations, Sid, other than the tree?
I think they made little ornaments or something that hang on the...
But you didn't have streamers or decorations at the windows or anything like that?
Oh, not at first. Every year there's something different coming up, and there's a time then we put streamers on.
Yeah.
Because they didn't mean much until they got the electricity.
Yeah.
That made an awful difference in that.
Uh-huh. Do you remember your first set of electric lights?
Oh, geez, I remember. All right, yeah.
Yeah. When did you get electricity here, do you remember?
I think it was 1931, if I remember right.
Yeah. And it came to they brought it to the farmhouse as well? Brought it into the farmhouse?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was right. Yes, it made an awful difference in the world when... Completely changed the world altogether.
Yeah. Do you think it made a bigger difference to you, to your farm, than the Depression, for instance?
Oh, it made a big difference because everything changed.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the first things that changed was the milking.
Yeah.
If they had to get a machine to milk the cows. And milker.
Yeah.
Milk cooler. And
did you separate too? Did you have an electric separator as well, or?
No, we never had a separator. Never.
So you used to ship whole milk.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see, well, in the earlier years, you never milked hardly in the winter time.
Yeah.
You milked for fall, and then generally called it the milk went to feed factory.
Yeah. Over the winter?
Once in a while there would be an odd tea factory go on with it, but it was too expensive.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then it was closed down, and then there's a couple of dairies in 1930 or 37, around that time, even dairies started in Ottawa.
Yeah.
And they started out looking for milk. And we started sending milk to them. I remember one dairy started, and they sent some milk to them. And they said they're going to pick it every day, and my dad didn't know that. Someday come, that milk's not going to hot, and then they weren't going to take the milk if I didn't take it in 70. And that spoiled that, but then we got on with another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, just the way my dad was bad, terrible, but Sunday's business.
Yeah, you weren't to work on Sunday.
Oh, no, you weren't to do anything.
Yeah. Oh, and they operated 7 days a week all year round then? The ones in Ottawa?
Well, they'd send the other truck here, coming here, and they'd pick the milk up every morning.
But in the wintertime too, Sid?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, see, that's what I'm wondering. For somebody who was living on a farm, you know, for somebody who was farming, I wonder how much of a difference you saw because of the Depression. Did you see much of a difference at all?
Oh, yes. It was quite a bit. Quite a difference.
Yeah?
I had to explain why, just how, but it made an awful difference.
Yeah.
You know, and all of them used to have a coal oil lamp, and you, if you didn't clean them, the chimney'd get black.
Yeah.
Cleaning them, putting oil in them, and hanging them up in the stable.
Yeah. But when I'm talking about the Depression, though, Sid, did the Depression make a difference? I know electricity did, but...
Well, I don't fancy that. I mean, the way I see it, if you were poor in 1920, you were in 1932.
Yeah.
You didn't get over it, that's it.
Yeah.
The poor, it didn't affect the poor people as much as
the richer people.
Yeah. But do you remember Depression as being hard times for your family?
Yes.
Yeah?
I remember in 1930s. Especially in the winter time, I drove a team of horses out in the gravel pit.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of those, three of us, they crushed the gravel in the pit.
Mm-hmm.
And the three of us used to work in the had team horse, and we had to take the scrapers, take the scraper up and dump it into this machine, the big stones, and crush the gravel. And I don't know, we didn't get very much money, but I don't know what I got, because my dad got it all. The check came to him.
Okay, so you were providing the teamster service. You were providing the horses.
Yeah.
And
the fellows would come there and take this gravel and put it on the roads in the wintertime.
Okay.
And they paid men a dollar a day to shovel snow off the roads, so they dumped this gravel. And
so they cleared the snow off the road to put the gravel on?
Yeah, in the wintertime.
Yeah, and it was, and they were paid a dollar a day.
Yeah.
Now, would your father have been paid more because he was providing the horses?
Yeah, you're teaming horses. You got a little more than that.
I don't
know what wage, how much he got today, but he got more than more on it. In 1931. My cousin working on the farm in Manatee, and he was having problems getting a hired man, and he was married to my cousin, and she asked him to come and get see his kids and come and work for us.
Mm-hmm.
So I started in there in around the 1st of November, and I worked till, and I got $35 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked from daylight till dark at that every day. He used to draw. He acknowledged I wouldn't like want his job. He used to separate milk all the milk, and he'd take that cream to Ottawa in cans.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd go to a house and they'd want him maybe in court or something. He'd pour it out of a little, you know. And he in the winter time, he'd be up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And he would mean me get home till, after dark at night, 4 o'clock.
So he had a route in Ottawa that he delivered cream?
Oh, yeah.
Just the cream or the milk as well?
Just pure cream.
Okay.
When I got in and ate the end, finally they had to have the milk pasteurized before they cut them off.
Yeah.
Just stuff everything in.
Yeah. That must have been very controversial when that happened.
Well, it must have been for that man.
I
don't know why, because I didn't say. I just heard he didn't have any equipment to use on me.
Yeah.
No tractor, nothing to, just horses. And
So do you think if it hadn't been for the depression, you wouldn't have had to work out? Because you basically had to work off the farm, eh?
Oh, I think so. There was too many of us here.
Yeah.
Peter was four boys. I thought four were dead, fine. Well, my oldest brother, he was killed in the war.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was four others. And we hadn't too much land at first. My dad kept buying land, and
yeah.
And I can say that I was hardly ever out of debt till
the depression.
Oh, till after 19. Oh, my mother got hurt in 1945. Kind of.
Here she comes.
Hello.
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 Hello. Vern, this is Sonia. Sonia
Bergerman. Hi, Sonia.
She's a graduate student, so she's helping you do this.
Ah. So how are you doing?
Oh, not too bad. We're talking to Sid about the kind of work he was doing during the Depression, and we're sort of moving along.
So he's helping you?
Yeah, he's having a little trouble hearing us this morning.
Oh.
But that's okay. We're taking our time.
Yeah.
So you worked off the farm during the Depression then to try and
well,
help?
On and off, yeah.
Yeah. Now, would you have brought that money back to the family?
No, that's
fine.
It was
for you then. Yeah.
But I never had an automobile till I was over 40.
Yeah, before you had your first car.
I never owned an automobile.
Yeah.
I think I had a bicycle, I don't remember. My brother had got a bicycle and the first thing he broke it.
Okay.
Like my older brother, he went to Temple 1926, and then he got a job.
Oh, well.
He can put
working?
That up. He's dead.
Dead?
Yeah.
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
I'll go get another one.
You got a spare, have you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, he went to Temple and he worked for the ag rep for a while.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And my next brother, he went working out and he went worked as an electrician for a while.
Yeah. Okay.
And then he got a job. He was really a full-time electrician.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he got married and moved to the village.
Yeah.
And just my brother, but old, younger brother and.
Oh, here she comes.
And he's left in the farm.
Much better.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
No, you'll be sore a little bit. A little more up.
Up?
Yeah.
Up?
Whoa, there, that's
there now. Well, it's not funny if you're.
You think it's funny, but I can't get around it.
I know. Yeah. Well, we know she looks after you, so she takes good care of you.
Pardon me?
I say, we know you take good care of me.
All right.
I've told that before.
Oh, yeah. So if we go back to Christmas again, so really, you didn't have much of, it wasn't a big family celebration, it was just your own family.
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah. Did you see any difference in the Christmas type of celebrations you had during the Depression? Like, they were pretty basic before, and they didn't really change much through the Depression.
No, through the Depression, after the Depression, it changed.
Yeah.
We started visiting once my brothers had families and things, mm-hmm. and cousins then.
Yeah, and you started to visit a bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we never used to go any place on New Year's, had you? Now, every year, New Year's, we won't.
Okay, so New Year's wasn't much of a festivity either.
Yeah.
Was church a part of your Christmas celebration?
Oh, yes.
Yeah? Yeah. Well, obviously, if your dad was religious about Sunday.
Yeah.
So did you go to church Christmas morning?
Mostly, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes at a Christmas or evening too.
But your gifts, you always exchange your gifts Christmas morning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still do.
Yeah. So you weren't very old during the Depression. You must have been pretty young when right at the tail end of it, eh?
I was born in 27, so
So your earliest memories would have been of the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're finding that a lot with people who lived in the rural area, mm-hmm. people who were on farms.
Just grew up with it and that with it?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't think about it, really.
Yeah.
Didn't know there was such a thing.
No, yeah. It's funny the way you don't see dates or anything. And I remember we had a herd of cattle, and the brothers had, and they thought there's something the matter. And they said, well, we'll have to get them to the government pay to get them tested. Yeah. They'll give you the stuff to get them tested, and they'll, I guess if you lose something, they compensate. My dad, he didn't want that, and didn't want to do anything with the government, and he finally went to this vet, and he said, well, I'll get the stuff from tested cattle. I think we were over 40 cattle, and tested them for TB,
mm-hmm.
and there's one that wasn't, they all went down but one.
Yeah.
And all they do is slaughter them.
Yeah, yeah. And that was during the Depression.
Well, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you had like one
time. Yeah, well, they
had
her or two.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty rough times.
And
yeah.
then that, they had to take a test to feed these cows, and they're all down, and the government asked this vet, what did you do with that serum? We want you to tell him. He had to tell.
Yeah.
And I can see this man coming into the team of horses and the fellow driving this big mounted policeman.
Yeah.
What's he doing? He's coming to tell Dad.
Yeah.
The government had nothing now. He didn't sign anything. And yeah. All he got for them was a beef price.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he didn't get any compensation for it.
No, not a bit.
Yeah. 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 Oh,
but that's
yeah.
just supposed to say, oh, I'm not going to say anything about that. But it was his way of doing things.
Yeah. But it was hard. It was hard for the farmers to see, and it was a pretty common experience.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they devastated, you'd lost your
entire livelihood. Yeah.
So then that time we had to clean out the hovel. Everything out of the stable and wash it down. And so he bought, I think it was 6 or 8 head of cattle, and he used to tie them in the fence and take the milk them.
Yeah.
Night and morning for it.
So he had to start from scratch again and build up a herd again.
You know, and I often think of, Mary Cook's books there, and that how poor they were. I mean, she and I are the same age, And I mean, I don't know how she remembers all that she wrote about. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they had this old stove, and apparently the stove in the kitchen heated the whole house. Well, I mean, we had a stove in the kitchen too, but we still had a furnace.
Yeah. Well, I think
just the difference.
Well, Carlton Place, and the farms weren't good farms there. You know, they didn't have good farms.
They were poor. They had no money.
Yeah.
We had three stoves going over there.
Yeah.
And one stove in the wintertime, we'd put a bunch of coal in one stove inside, and then we'd go to the bush in the winter and haul and cut logs and then pile them up in the yard. And that's when the neighbors come along with things like that.
Well, they did the same at home. They used to
everybody got to
the bush and cut down the trees and bring them home, and then they'd get the outfit in and saw the wood.
And then they'd split it.
And pile it in the wood shed, and Vernon would always have to fill the wood box. Don't forget the wood box when I come home from school. Get the kindling for the morning so my father could light the stove when he get up in the morning. Take out the ashes. But I know in those days that Dad, you bought was the flour and sugar in these great big 100-pound bags. And I remember my mother, we'd take the thread out of the side of it, you know, and then she'd try and dye the color out of it and made dish towels out of it.
With the flour bags. Your mother did the same kind of thing?
Oh, I think so,
yeah. And she made soap. I remember making soap.
Well, it was so much a way of life for you, perhaps, that you didn't really realize that you were poor, you know, or that you were suffering, or that you were doing without.
No, you just went along with it.
But did you know, like, did you get a sense that there were other people in the community that weren't surviving?
No.
Well, you were young, but through the school, well, you wouldn't have been in school even. But you know, did you know of families in the community that were really suffering as a consequence of the depression?
I did. I didn't think about it.
No, I never.
No, you never knew.
Never realized.
No, maybe like Mildred or my brothers, or maybe they knew more. Like they were older, Frank. Six years older, 11 years older. But she was born 16, right? She'd be about late teens or early 20s. But I know she was away in school because she went to school in Russell.
But I
read Mary Cook's book and I thought, my goodness, what's it like right around here, you know?
Well, we're certainly not finding that generally, you know. We're finding there were people in the community, but it doesn't seem that people knew, you know, they were having a hard time.
I know there was some families, I presume, that, you know, maybe had hard times.
Do you know if there was any, like, was there any attempt in the community, was the church helping these people out, or were you asked at Sunday, on Sundays, for instance, to don't forget the poor in the community, or you weren't asked for food baskets or anything like that?
No.
Not like what we do now, or they're looking for.
Well, now they're giving baskets, and I'm really not, I'm thankfully getting one, but I mean, it's not really necessary. I appreciate it already.
Yeah, it's like the United Church here, they get together, it used to be Christmas time, and they now they do the Valentine's.
Twice a year.
No, just once, just Valentine's.
Oh, Valentine's, no, Christmas, no.
And if the senior's around, they give them a whole lot of goodies, so he gets.
Yeah.
You don't need it, but anyway. Something they like to do, right?
But that's really not to the needy. That's
no,
sort
no,
of because
no, no, no,
you
no,
know,
not to the needy.
Well, then we're pretty well finished with you. We're going to start and talk to Verna for a few minutes then too, because what do you remember of Christmas when you were a child growing up? What was your Christmas like?
I remember Christmas when I was a child. I don't know how old I would be. I remember my mother, two maiden aunts, and they always came down for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And my father would pick up the beam and the cutter or whatever vehicle he had, and the bells on the horses, the way down to the station at Lanard to meet them, you know, at 5 o'clock on Christmas Eve. And in those days, you didn't have turkeys, it was chickens. You know, you're making all the chickens. I can see her yet. Christmas Eve. Making the dressing.
Mm-hmm.
And I always remember what the tree was.
Yeah.
There'd be a lot of homemade decorations maybe on the tree.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what the decorations were like? Or what, do you remember making it?
I remember when Mildred's son Byron was a baby. He'd be 19 months old. He was born in 42. No, he was born, he was born 41, so this is...
Mm-hmm. Right at the very end of the Depression.
Yeah. Being there and kicking the balls, the little glass balls, picking them off the tree and stamping on them.
So you had some store-bought decorations that would be brought out each year.
The next year I asked him, and he'd stab his foot in the
throat. I remember. Yeah.
I keep reminding him of this show. His family thinks this is funny too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, we just, you know, it was...
Did you celebrate like then Christmas Eve or was it Christmas Day?
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day. Christmas in the morning.
Christmas in the morning.
Yeah. In the present.
Usually we'd have dinner, and we'd do the dishes, and then we'd raid the tree.
Yeah, so this is after Christmas Day?
Yeah. Except when I was a child, maybe if there was something. I remember coming down one Christmas morning and seeing this great big box under the tree, and my name was on it, and I could see this doll yet.
Yeah, yeah.
And in those days, you believed in Santa Claus.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So you got a doll in there for Christmas?
I remember having this big doll, and then another year I remember getting a little doll. Probably my aunt had knit the suit for it, because it was a blue, the blue pants, you know, and the top. And I often wondered what became of that doll.
Yeah. 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 So you had gifts. Did you exchange gifts with your brothers and sisters? Did you get them something or make them something?
No.
So the gift giving was mostly from parent to children. Did you give any gifts to your parents?
Okay.
How about the school teacher? And this is for both of you. Do you remember taking a gift for your teacher?
I remember school at one time that we did teachers used to gifts with the among the children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, the children would give each other gifts at
school?
Yeah,
the children, you get, you draw a name when you were supposed to get something for them.
And I probably did too then.
And then someone had, people did get something for the teacher too. Well,
yeah.
But
we probably did, but I just don't.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you had the teacher boarding with you too,
right? We've had, like back then, we used to be teachers going to Normal, and they would be sent out.
Oh, practice teachers?
Yes, for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
And you would board them?
Yeah. We'd stay for a couple of weeks. And I remember one teacher we had in this semester. Stayed for just 2 weeks. Different ones. We've had different ones. I think before my time, there used to be teachers. There was an Alice Shaw, that would be Sadie Nelson's sister. She taught school at Leonard. And she boarded at home. That was before your time.
Well, yeah, there used to be teachers board all year.
Yeah.
Mrs. Bradley, she came from Tweed.
Yeah.
All the way from Tweed. And she boarded all the time. And
yeah.
2 years.
Yeah. Do you remember any other decorations in the house other than the tree? Did you have?
Yes, we used to buy these crepe paper, you know,
the bell?
Yeah, and put them across the
room.
The
streamers?
Hold
the streamers across the room, and usually a big red bell in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
And these were the crepe paper.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably red and green.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Dining room party. Always pulled out the dining room table and got the extra boards in it. And
yeah. So it was family coming in, extra family coming in. What about other? You had chickens. What did you have? Did you have Christmas cake or a pudding or anything like that?
My mother always made Christmas cake. Probably pudding, because she used to make curd pudding.
Yeah. Okay. Alright. Was alcohol part of Christmas back then? No. For your family either? Alcohol?
No. Alcohol wasn't allowed in our house.
In your household, yeah. Not
in ours either.
Yeah.
Until we grew up.
Yeah.
Things change.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Attitudes change, eh? Yeah.
Back in those days, you didn't have a bathroom either. You were all went outside.
Yeah. So what did you do after you had Christmas dinner? You opened your gifts and then...
Of course, it was just more or less, you know, with Mildred and my two brothers and myself and my parents and my two aunts. I think that was our our family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because Mildred was, she was married in 1940.
Mm-hmm.
So that was all. My aunts would stay for a few days and then we'd go back to Ottawa.
Mm-hmm.
They were both working.
Mm-hmm.
My aunt was, one worked in the government and the other one was like a baby nurse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you remember playing games or the kinds of things you would do?
We used to play Crokinole.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There's still the board down there.
Oh,
we used to have so much fun. We'd get that Crokinole board out from the kitchen table and laugh. You know, and you hit the backer and you hit the post, you know. Hurt your finger. We never played cards.
No.
No cards wasn't allowed at our house either.
No. Yeah.
Chinese checkers. Or checkers. I remember that other one too. Pickup sticks.
Yeah.
I remember playing that. And then when I was, I think I was 8, this cousin of mine that lived out in Victoria, she went to visit a cousin of hers in Montreal, and they had a daughter there, and she was 15 months older. And she brought her up, and she came up every summer, as soon as her school was out, and she stayed to live with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was 8, and she was 9, and she came up every summer since she was 16.
Mm-hmm.
I remember our summers when we were kids, you know, we used to get dressed up. The dishes, and the kids' dishes we played in. We played down at the creek. And
had a great time.
Oh, we had a great time. Mm-hmm. Put off all sorts of eggs when we were in our 18s. Made villages out in the yard, you know, with the kids.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and ride the bicycle.
Yeah. When did you get the little kitty car? The one that's down the
well, that belongs to all of us.
Okay. Was it a Christmas gift originally?
You don't remember.
No.
I think we all used
it. Yeah. Do you remember the catalog? Eaton's catalog and Simpson's Sears catalog?
Oh, yeah.
Catalog.
Well, it wasn't Sears then.
No. Simpson's, yeah.
I guess Simpson's and Eaton's maybe.
You'd send for orders, and, you know, they'd come in. And the mail, you know. Go down and get the mail. Remember the post office in Leonard Village? Used to go down there. So.
Mm-hmm. Was it busy? Like, did you get parcels at Christmas from anybody?
From my aunts. They always
sent something.
Always gave us things. Oh, yes. These two aunts always brought.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever get parcels at Christmas from any other family, or all your family was pretty well local?
Yeah.
What about Christmas cards?
Christmas cards. I guess probably I didn't send any, but you know they used to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like my mother probably sent out Christmas cards.
Yeah, yeah. Cards part of your Christmas gift?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What about music?
He used to sing, I guess.
No, yes, there's one time there. Well, not every Sunday. My oldest sister, she was a nurse. And she could play the... And the group come, not every Sunday, but the ones come every thing all afternoon.
Yeah.
And we had Grandma. Grandma lived with us until she died in 42. That was my father's mother.
Yeah. Was the music part of your Christmas much?
No.
You had a piano then, Sid?
Yes.
Did you have a piano?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a piano at home too, but we weren't gifted.
Yeah.
Well,
Grandma could sing, but...
Somebody said, oh, that's a cleaner man.
Hello, Captain.
Yeah.
Hi there.
Hello.
Anyway.
Well, I think we're pretty well done, unless you can think of anything else.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Well, there's something about it, like in the winter came years ago. When the snow came, everything needed in the room. You got sleighs out.
Yeah.
There was nobody traveled in the winter time.
Yeah.
Well, they did duck. They kept getting later every year before they... And some winters there's only two or three cars leaving out and try to get to Ottawa to work. And then the snow coming again. I drove a milk truck there in 1940.
Mm-hmm.
And that man used to bring the plow the road to Nav and bring the truck at night and put it in the garage at Nav, and then the farmers would bring the milk.
Mm-hmm.
And go down the road and they'd bring enough milk to the road. And then I remember one storm came, they were a whole week there. They never even took it out. We sent the milk to train to Ottawa, but got the train to stop and pick up the milk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They used to do that, and then they quit when the truck stick took over.
Yeah.
But so we went down the street, and they got the station agent. He said yes, he put for a week, and then they got four, eight horses without this thing, and they opened the road out. It was on Saturday, and then by Thursday night they had the road open.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You think it was a particularly heavy snow, like we had more snow then, or that we didn't have the equipment?
We know equipment. Well, the thing is that at the snow plow on the truck to open the road.
Yeah.
It wasn't thought of.
Even in 1942, I started high school in Avon in 42. And we got blocked in January. We used to whip Faubert that lived beside us. He had this little bus, and he used to go to bars in the morning and pick up the kids all along the roads in Avon and come back first at 4 o'clock. But in January, we had such a snowstorm, we went up on the train to Avon on Sunday night.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And came down on the train on Friday night.
Yeah. Can you talk about this little bus that he had? Was it like a little trailer? Or was it...
No, it was just like these mini buses that they have, half buses, you know,
mm-hmm.
today.
Mm-hmm. So it was motor driven.
Oh yeah, he drove, but he went to.
Okay. Because I know on the prairies they had something that was quite different. It was like
they
were closed in. Yeah.
And they think the wind is on the sides, you know, and I bet you there's no pictures of it around.
Yeah.
He used to go to bars and pick up there and pick up through Bear Book and Leonard and...
In the prairies, on the prairie. That's what Chloe went to school in.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's like a sleigh, but it's like,
like a little house. Like a little trailer.
Because I remember in the, Easter weekend, like Thursday, they finally got the roads open.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Wib was able to come for us on the Thursday before Easter.
So you expected those kinds of interruptions.
But the roads were just like this.
Yeah, all drifted.
Particularly from Sarsfield Corner to Leonard,
oh,
it was like with a sleigh, goodness.
Well, we drew ice, Mahou River there. And the snow, and get these pitfalls, what they call them.
Right. But we boarded around Navin all that winter. We lots of fun.
Yeah.
We used to get out of school early on Friday night, so we'd walk to the station and see if we'd get the train. And then Sunday night when we'd come up on the train, there was always O'Neills that lived out here, and they always took their sisters to the station because they worked in Ottawa, and he'd wait for us. Mm-hmm. And we'd all get on the sleigh with the team, bring us up to the corner. And
mm-hmm.
So that was the winter of 43.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. On board with Mrs. Bradley. But before that, like, I lived so close to the school there at Leonard, that I always envied the other kids that came from Leonard. Often they brought their lunch,
yeah.
But I had to come home for my lunch at noon.
Yeah. Well, I think we're pretty well done. So.
But I mean,
you don't have any specific memories of any particular Christmas that really stands out in your mind, or?
Well, I remember one Christmas we'd no telephone.
Mm-hmm.
We got like it was a big rainstorm, and they had the wires I'd rather not a local telephone than not.
Was that 40? Was that 1940? That had the big ice storm.
1940. Everything was
down.
Power lines as well.
Oh, you couldn't call any place.
That's when Eldon Kinsella, I think, took over the
telephone.
Yeah,
tried to get it back. And then mm-hmm. storm too. I remember the Christmas, Christmas morning before Christmas, I guess. Bill Shaw was picking up milk for Shaw Dairy, and he had asthma pretty bad. And he drove into the yard this morning. And he said, "Come in the stable, Sid. You take that truck to Ottawa. I can't go any further."
Yeah.
So I started out and had to pick up. And I went, tried to get into the, and I got stuck. The door was going to open. This man had to come up with a shovel and help me get out. And I finally got to Ottawa, and the milk was put in there, froze solid in the can.
Yeah.
So they just took all the cans. We were waiting on you for a long time. Well, I said, it ain't my fault. I got stuck.
My aunt's been down.
Simpler than Christmases today, basically. Not as.
I think Christmas back then meant more than it did today.
Yeah. How so?
Well, there was really nothing else. There was no telephone, they had no radio, or no. You hadn't anything else to do.
So it stuck out as a big event in the year.
You remembered it, you know.
You looked forward to it.
Yes, mm-hmm. You did.
Now you hear Christmas carols and everything 1st of December, you see.
Well, I was out in Orleans yesterday up in the bay, and with all the Christmas decorations out, the Christmas tree.
Halloween isn't even here yet. They married the other Christmas.
But I don't know, it was more family, you know,
living a commercial.
It just meant more. You didn't do anything else, and you looked forward to Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And every Christmas years ago, they used to have a concert.
Yes,
school concert.
I guess every school had a Christmas concert.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they look forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember Christmas concerts at Leonard. He exchanged gifts, yes, he did. He had a Christmas concert. And that was a big night. They'd have them down in the hall in Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they had the hall at Navin here.
I remember when I went to school at Leonard, we had school fairs.
Mm-hmm.
I remember having school fairs. I remember winning for running. I have a plate here that I had won at the Leonard, was it the school fair?
On the track and field. And
they carried that on quite a while, the school fairs. Because I think it was the first ones.
Yeah.
I remember the school concerts.
Yeah. Was it always the Christmas story or Christmas music or
Advent? Jesus at first, you know.
Yeah.
A little play, some
play.
I mean, it meant something. The hall would be full. The parents were all there. The kids would be excited, and there'd be a Christmas tree, and Santa would come. And
now, this was just the one school,
for
right?
For your own school.
Oh, yeah.
So you didn't have a separate school. There wasn't a Catholic school. And
this was the public school there at the Landry Dunning and the Gladry Road.
Yeah. But you wouldn't have people from outside, like you wouldn't have people from the other school attending.
Okay. Each school would have their own.
Well, Susan's doing a Christmas play this year. Like, we did the Ghost Walk. She wants to do something. So she's doing a play as part of the Christmas program this year. And it's sort of around Christmas concert.
I mean, we used to, maybe it was a little later on, we used to have public speaking in the school. And you start with your own.
Yeah.
In your own school. And then maybe
the winner, the
go on to
the other school.
Keep going
still
on.
Yeah.
And back even when I went to high school in Avon, they used to have music festivals. Many a time, not that I sang, but they always said, you're going with them. And we'd end up going and singing in the United Church of Russell. And I took music lessons back then. There was a Jane Gifford that lived near us at home, and she and I played a duet. Playing that duet.
Yeah.
And it was Alice Tanner from Vars, that would be Harold Tanner's sister, was my music teacher. Because I'm not musically inclined, and music wasn't really my thing.
Talking about taking music lessons, my mother wanted me to take lessons.
Yeah.
So I did. I started and took lessons, and I played the recital. And then after one day, and the teacher said, let me see your hand. You see my thumbs?
Yeah.
I couldn't reach an octave. No, I couldn't get that octave. Now they're worse than ever, but the 10 thumbs, you don't see something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I had not much point in going ahead, so I quit that.
I remember Jane and I, we were getting ready to play a duet, just at the music festival, and we came in second. And I remember the adjudicator saying, now, if you two girls had just played a little faster, but we were taught to play it the way
we
were.
Yeah.
I still have that music. I wish now maybe I had continued on, but...
Yeah.
But, you know, back then it was a real challenge.
Yeah, it was pretty special, I would think, at that time, Anyway, well, I think we're going to call a halt here.
See Mary Cook's last book?
No, I haven't seen this one yet. We're the...